Do I think that a restoration will cure some of Stannis?
I'm
going
to
get
the
extra
modulant.
What do you think
about that?
That's immortalization.
Don't think
you
curse
Stannis. I'll be the bottom of you lot.
You'll be immortalized in code forever.
I know. I shall be a set of ones and zeros. Is that right?
Yeah.
In the writing.
Yeah,
you might even have some.
They won't actually write it in binary.
Oh, okay.
You might even have
probably use some sort of code.
I don't know. I'm a girl. Computer knowledge is way beyond me.
Programming directly
and
machine code
laptop
being
on
notoriously
kind of
tricky.
Mm. Seen it done. Takes a long time. 0 1 1 0 0 0 1 0 1 0 1 0
That 17-digit bank. That should have been a 0. I've had a 1.
Oh! Everything fell apart.
I made a house instead of a computer.
Yeah.
Wow. Then we printed it off on punch cards.
The smoke is still friendly, kid.
I love punch cards.
Oh my lord. A punch card is a piece of card about so long, right?
Right.
About 15 centimetres by about 8 centimetres wide, right?
Okay.
And you usually have one corner cut off, and in it is a whole load of holes punched in various points,
right,
which symbolise data values, and then they punched out, and that's before they had magnetic tape, or it was, you know, cheap to have magnetic tape. That was the way you stored programmed information on computers, and you fed it back in.
That's when they had valves instead of transistors, of course.
Those are the computers I started programming on.
I don't remember.
I had to feed ticker tape into a machine every week with my program on it. And they used to get back, sometimes I'd get back the punch cards, and we'd feed them into the machine to make it work.
When I was little, I had a little child computer that had like a plastic card with different holes cut out, and you put it over, you could pretend to play the piano.
We were so happy when we got the Commodore PETs with 8K of RAM on them! Oh my lord!
It's come so far.
Commodore PET 8000
MP3
series.
Player.
And then we got the one with the integral tape deck.
Yes, ooh. I'll check that door really weakly.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
13.
And then we moved on to the talent guard.
13. To search the door for trap.
You don't think it's trapped?
I don't think it's trapped, but I don't think it's bad.
I'll
I'm not locked
Aylin
in this
to
world.
One side and open the door.
The door opens.
I'm not long for this world. I'm going to die.
Favorite electronic dungeon. Telling God.
You follow the corridor.
Oh, I'm going to yawn.
Torment time aura.
What the hell uses this one to me?
Earwax.
Ear cack.
Really? You'll be very luck. Watch.
Poor old ear cack.
Yeah,
he's alive, isn't he?
Yes, you haven't fireballed him yet. Well, there you go.
We may have killed every single other.
Well, bow the quest if you really want us to, you know.
But we left him alive.
Yes, he's so privileged.
Yeah, oh yeah.
There you go. We left
you
him.
You follow the corridor around.
Okay.
You walk into a room. Well, you enter a room. The moment you enter this room, you find the remains of 7 goblins and 3 bugbears littering the floor.
Would you say remains?
Go on. From what you can discern, 2 scouting parties encountered each other here and laid waste to one another. Broken clubs and spears are strewn amongst the corpses. The scent of death hangs heavily in the air. A bone-chilling screech suddenly echoes throughout the halls.
Oh.
Something is heading your way.
I'm scared now. Put me down. I'm really fine.
No, actually blood curdling. Rather than
well, I can make it really
good.
No,
it's good.
That might be blood curdling on the ZX spectrum, but unfortunately we're not on the ZX spectrum. Blood curdling
in ZX80.
Okay, put me down, we need to go now. I'm fine really, I'm good, I just can't walk very fast.
These bodies, are they quite fresh then, with the smell of death in the air, not skeletal?
Yeah,
they've been dead a while.
Fine. Stand behind us.
I shall, yes, stand behind you.
This is not how.
We're going to have a fight. Oh, God.
No.
Good
boy. Just going to get my weasel out.
Your weasel is stuck in your pants.
Yes.
It's not coming out. It's rude.
It's not rude. It's perfectly fine, the weasel.
Okay, what are you doing?
Going to kill it.
You're just standing in the middle of the room with your sword out.
Stab the weasel. There,
yeah.
Well, we
could
wait.
Yes.
Where did it
or I'll flourish and brandish my double-edged axe.
Or alternatively, a party that had foresight would prepare.
Oh, prepare.
As opposed to
meanwhile, we wait.
Okay, right. Someone draw me this room, please.
Right, I'm prepared. I've drawn an axe.
That's fine.
Good
stuff. I've drawn an artistic landscape.
In fact, I've got spikes.
That's very good.
Slits and Calhis back into the corners of the room. opposite corners.
Slith's
casts. Is it produce flame? Yes.
Flame blade.
Fabian! Yeah. No. How long does it last?
Minute level.
Yeah, it should cast produce flame. Callis draws his bow and puts an arrow to it. It's not that big a room.
No.
Okay.
I'll wait till there's actually corners to the room before I put them in.
Beasties in the box. There's not beasties in. There's pens in the box. Oh, beasties are here. Beasties. Ooh, look. A werebore.
Ooh.
And some kind of horrid demon. Oh, it's a young minotaur. There. They'll be perfect for what
it,
I
is
want.
Is that the nappy is wearing, the young minotaur?
Yes, looks like it is.
Yes, the young minotaur is wearing a chainmail nappy. It's a nappy tour!
Where would you like to be? This is where it's coming from.
Alright, I'll be on the... I have no armour. I'll be...
In the previous room.
You could have, like, cast some sort of armoury spell.
I will! I will cast make armour. Oh no, he's dead.
Oh, he's dead!
He looks on from above going, ah, oh, now I am good.
He was good anyway.
But, he was evil!
No more evil than you.
No. I mean, if alignments mean anything, they have to have some meaning.
Of course they do, but you can also change alignment, as you found out.
I'm changing alignment.
Yeah, but he was evil at the time he died.
I'm going good.
How do you know? I'm already the best of
Well, he wasn't behaving in a very nice manner towards me,
I play my alignment.
He was mocking you, it's not like you...
The rest of the party don't.
Yeah.
He's mockable, what can you say? It's the dress.
Do you wear a dress?
Right! Are you all
yes, I wear a dress.
Are they different to what I've been eating?
These are mandarins.
Do they taste the same?
Yes, pretty much. They're slightly firmer and slightly larger. Okay. Otherwise...
And well, they have more white crap
on. Just the way men like a keen.
Sorry. I'm seeing new...
I like your new cleavage top.
I'm saying nothing rude on the thing today. I've decided...
Apart from when you said crap earlier on.
that's a different kind of rude. That's just a bad swear word.
A new cobalt psychic.
I'm not saying anything about... moles or anything.
You're just actually based in Thailand.
You're not going to mention your...
That's got to be a misprint.
Or it's...
Because according to this thing has 0 feet movement.
Still,
we're
going to be waiting here a while.
I guess you're going to be waiting here a very long while.
Can you break it in half?
Seven.
I can't break it in half.
Stick your finger in. Like that. And then just pull it apart. Oh, look, it's... Juicy.
Why are you not looking?
When you stick your finger in, it's juicy. There you go.
Three. Sorry, I really have a weird thing about them. I don't really like... I can't touch the skin of oranges or peeling them or anything. I don't like the white stuff. But I have to eat more fruit, so I'm
trying.
They're piss. But I can't say it because I have a lisp anyway, so...
You're taking the piss.
Yes,
that was 4 seconds. Okay.
Alright, I'm deleting it. I'm good.
Speed. That is a typo, shockingly.
Imagine that.
I've never noticed that before. It actually says speed, so many feet, and then it says so many squares in brackets. Yeah. Mm. Is that for the incompetent who can't divide by five?
Yeah, it's feet. Buy more miniatures. Buy the miniatures.
Well, why not, eh? Miniatures aren't that bad. They're not as good as the HeroScope ones, however, which are very nice.
The HeroScope ones are nice.
The only problem is that a lot of people these days say, and this isn't a minotaur, this is something else, and this isn't a lizard. What can you do?
I know, that's the problem.
You can't. The problem is, like the monster you're about to encounter, there isn't a minotaur for it.
There probably is, you're not in that pack.
Yeah, you just haven't bought enough packs yet. Keep buying the boxes!
Okay.
Or you can buy them individually on eBay.
Who can see down the corridor?
Inflated prices.
Exactly. Where are they coming from?
Here.
Okay, who can see down the corridor?
These
two. Oh, line of sight. Let's use the laser.
Probably. Oh, it depends where it's coming from.
No.
Coming from down this corridor, there's two.
Maybe a bit.
Well, probably C.
Kind of at the back there.
Probably.
Those two.
Probably those three.
You see them about that point. Mm-hmm. We can only see that far.
Those things take time.
What's those eyeballs doing? Let me read you a description of what you see.
Go on.
Ahem. This creature looks like a hideous, distorted human head, suspended from leathery wings in the place of hair. It is crowned with writhing tentacles, and its eyes burn with a menacing green flame.
That doesn't sound good.
Let's chew with them. They sort of fly a little bit, and then their distended mouths open, and a horrible, unearthly shriek echoes up the room. Anyone?
I'm stone deaf.
These three here, whoever they may be, makes me, please, a fortitude save.
24!
Natural 20 for Bastion.
26. Nice! Whoops! 14!
Right. You all seem fine.
Okay.
Okay, well, I've finished it.
Maybe they just want to be friends!
We've done that.
Oh, sorry, I need to roll theirs.
Yes.
My apologies, I'm fine, they're initiative. There it is, all theirs are good.
Individual.
A 7. I can have them individual if you want, but one's stuck behind the other.
What's their initiative bonus?
One.
Yay.
Everybody goes first.
I'll try the Mandarin.
That one.
You want yours?
Oh, Mandarin is, I thought it was a Clementine.
Big fine gas, time to break out the crossbow!
Sweet.
Right.
Who's first?
Slith.
Slith goes and stays where the hell she is.
You mean she doesn't go,
ooh, I'll go there I can and see them now.
Of those
how far does it go?
It's quite a range.
You think it was that far?
5, 10, 15.
What's your feet? Good spell then if it goes far. And they have weapon finesse. How interesting.
I don't think I'm
about 40 feet away. Oh,
sorry, look.
They taste different. They're hard.
Does that make them bad?
120 feet.
Wow. Oh, easy then.
She'll chuck it then. Mm-hmm. What's she going to do?
Melee touch attack. What? No, range touch attack, sorry.
She rolls 7.
It depends what that touch AC is. Oh, and she'll do all the under attack as well. Base attack is +4, so that's 11 plus dex, yeah.
Yeah, she 11. Hits. She hits.
Oh,
damage?
D6 +4.
Nice.
Oh, yes! 10 points.
Ouchie.
Slightly defeated, Gasparag.
Burns.
Chest earlier.
Wow, well, these are hardly worth drawing a bloody map. Go on.
Yes. Next. Garud.
No,
oh,
you Garud.
So let's charge him.
Maybe we should capture them and Bastion can convert them to good.
And then we can fly around on them.
Yes, we can have flying mounts.
I'm in charge.
Go on then.
Maybe they're not evil, maybe they're just pissed off.
They are flying. But yeah, it's a mature difference.
Huge fucking axe.
Yep.
Oof.
Wrap on a stick.
Well, you could try that too. That would be pleasant.
Yeah. Might be a better weapon.
That's
14. It is nice. Can
19.
19 will hit.
Ooh. Nice conversion.
Their armour class is 12.
Oh.
Ooh, even I might get it there.
They're appalling.
I won't, I'm rubbish.
Their best ability has a fort save of 12 to resist.
Oh, that's just the 14.
The first one...
Oh, no, sorry, no, that's... Yeah, because I charged it with 16.
It's dead.
Black. Flop onto the floor.
And then it's
Calhis. The use of the word
Calhis realises that Groot is in the way, steps off into the corridor and fires past
you. I'll tell you about later.
Okay. I don't know if it has the skills to do.
Probably.
I think he has
what men do when they go to the toilet and
zip their trousers. If he hasn't, you might not try this.
No, he's got point blank.
You're not going to try to shoot through him then.
Oh,
go for it. Why not?
I'll do it.
What's the damage?
D8 plus.
Two.
Half on
that.
Two, yeah.
What?
About flobbing.
Well, that's just in the corridor.
You're getting me a bad reputation.
He just said it flobs to the floor, and I went, that's not what I know the word as.
Then it's me.
Yep.
Go, Bastion, go!
Go!
Oh, there's another!
Coming through.
I'm terribly sorry, sir. Could you just let me pass?
Yeah.
Why would you smack it first?
You hit it.
Yes, you did.
Can you lay it down on the smack?
Yes.
Can you less?
In fact, I know I can't do less.
It dies.
Well, they were worth drawing them out. Congratulations for putting two challenge rating two creatures
what
in
were
there.
They?
Big fly thing, I don't know.
Tell me.
Maybe my dungeoneering skill will come in use.
Tell me or I'll
knowledge
secret.
Planes, actually. What's the point of dungeoneering? It's complete useless.
We know what they are.
28.
They're vagulies.
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 I think Vargoulies is
fine. Basically, they're the heads of people who have been bitten by Vargoules. Yeah, basically, their shriek can paralyse you, and then they give you a kiss while you're paralysed, and then if you fail another fortitude save at an incredibly low target number, you begin to turn into a Vargoule over the next 24 hours. And then eventually your head rips off, your body dies, and you fly around with
it's
your
It's a bit like the flying flame.
I want to get bitten by one of them. That sounds really cool.
They're a bit ridiculous, to be quite honest. What are you doing here?
Can I see a picture of them?
If you must. They're quite comedic. I don't know where the hell they got the idea from.
They're just beholder wannabes.
No, they're funnier than beholders.
Vargoulies.
Could you actually play beholders in space? Spell check, Rocco.
They are actually quite ridiculous.
There's stuff in Japanese or Chinese mythology where...
Yes, Pengahalan or whatever they're called. The vampires whose heads come off and fly around.
They've got their intestines hanging off them.
Yeah, about those random fiery type things in Labyrinth that juggle with their heads.
Yeah, that's where they got the idea from. Something vagaries are a bad idea.
I reckon they're Doom's flying skull.
If you don't let them, won't let us take off your head, at least take off your arm.
Okay. Right, next!
What are you doing? The horror at Fraggle Rock.
Is there anything in this room?
Dead kobolds and dead vagaries. Bits of broken
wood. I've got a punk version of that, but it's called Fraggle Rock.
They've been here a while.
Oh, you have to let me have a
look
for that one.
Well, I'm prepared to talk over them and then I'm done.
Enjoy them, though, eh?
Aren't they the angel wings if they fly to heaven?
Mm-hmm. Yes, they're off. Good. No way.
Safe. Is the only exit in the room?
Yeah. It is.
I faint again.
Maybe there's some more of them.
You get to a tune junction.
If you faint, I'll drag you by your leg.
You get to a tune junction. Surprisingly, not filled with Vargoulies.
Maybe Cal Thistle.
Those could have been the only two Vargoulies around here, and we've killed the last mating pair.
You killed the last mating pair of Vargoulies.
Ghoulies.
Unfortunately, there's a lot of corridor to the left, and I don't have room to draw it all.
Better go right then.
Better go right then, yeah.
Although you can have some corridor to the left.
Although there does just appear to be a room to the right.
Yes, there is. Just be aware this corridor to the left continues beyond...
particle of blue.
Beyond this edge of this map.
I think it's
there's a corridor there. Just to confuse you, I'll continue the map over here.
We used to have quiet school.
Yes. God, what's the challenge rating for a Fraggle Pack?
We used to have quiet school whose my name was Michael Frangle.
I know what you've just done now, don't you? Somebody's going to post it.
No, we won't.
Steve, probably.
Listen, I've seen the cover for Horror at Fraggle Rock. So it's
this boy was called Michael Frangleton and we used to call him Fraggle Cook.
Why?
Because we could.
That's a bit of a
You were
a child. You were a child.
Yeah.
Scarred for life.
He's actually probably the type, so.
You'll have to say sorry.
Sorry,
Mr. Fragglecock.
He knew it. We said it to his face.
He knew it. He knew he was. He knew he was.
We didn't say it in a nasty way. It was like, hi, Fragglecock, how are you doing? Kind of thing. It wasn't like, you nasty
In a completely non-malicious way. Right. You get to here.
Yes.
Corridor extends to the right.
Hey, I
down
get
to here,
Polly.
Where it bears to the left.
Can't we just have a green sign that says exit this way? You know, like front.
No. Maybe when you get
there's a fire. Which way out?
Maybe when you get to every door.
Many
Right. So you have many options. There's a set of double doors here. There's a corridor going that I've drawn far too much of because you can't actually see it. There. It continues along, there's another corridor goes up there, there's another door.
We know,
there's
we have a map
there, there's a door here,
yeah,
and there's a door
we've
there.
We've got the map.
We consult our 10x10 map.
Pick a direction. There are many, many, many doors.
South.
Left. Right, I'm not moving until somebody fixes me. Stamps feet.
When you say fixes you,
it will be tomorrow, when I can put some toys to lift your
rubbish.
But you need a fix.
I'm cursed.
Yes.
Oh dear. I didn't do anything wrong.
Oh dear.
I'm so scared.
Yeah, you've been trying to worship false gods.
It was those nasty ones.
No, it was the nasty wizard man. He's mean.
No. I don't even believe Balazor is that.
Don't leave with faint praise there.
Oh, I like that. That was
I don't
good.
Want to die.
Oh, some big rooms.
You'll have to face it.
No, I don't.
You will.
No.
Let's go to this room.
Halflings don't die.
What, any particular room?
What, they just shrink into
the room? The room has a spot of blue in it.
Looks like a well. Start on 7 foot tall.
Going down here.
Yeah, that happened.
Round and down.
That would
explain
round
the
and down.
It's quite nice you actually have the mapping again. Because you can actually go, I want to go here.
Which is quite nice.
Yeah, exit. That sounds good. We're close to the end. We're going to get out. I can taste it.
The hell you are.
Aww.
Yeah. Well, we've been playing a year, like you said. We started last year.
Yeah, that's right. We started the last year, now it's this year.
No, Helen. More questions?
No, I'm sorry, but can somebody with shoes on put this stuff in the bin? The Chinese
I'll go.
Food.
I'm sorry, I couldn't find the key.
It's on the back door thing. Is this the captain now?
Yeah.
That would be me, lazily not looking for the key, not wanting to disturb you while you haven't seen each other all day. I meant to put it out, but I couldn't find the key because it wasn't on the back door.
Keep it on the door.
No, I meant you said it was near the back door.
Yeah, it's around in the corner next to the plant forms.
Okay.
Just in case anyone wants to come to. No.
Yes.
To 25 Darley Street.
Yes.
25 Darley Street.
Kensington.
25 Darley Street. It's probably Donald Aitchinson or something, isn't it? Not number one Darley Street.
Probably Mark Spencer's.
God. No, that's one side. Probably Boots.
We've got very nice front doors in Kensington. Big black jobs with brass knobs.
So, this a room then? Is the door locked?
You can tell there's money in Kensington. And then sometimes they have the brass plaques too. And not because the dentist.
The door's not locked. Ladies and gentlemen.
It's called that.
The door is not trapped.
There's no kind of atmosphere. We are all alone.
We're all alone. Where's the way out?
Or all
well, what are you doing? You opening the doors?
I've been outside.
Yes. I quite like them.
Yes.
The room looks much like others in this expanse of the dungeon, but the floor is littered with rubble and rocks. At the back of the room is a simple stone well. The rope attached to the well's frame extends down. It is taut.
We go and look at the well.
We find the teacher.
Who drops a stone down
I
the well?
I search for stuff that I'll inevitably get asked to search for.
20! Natural 20!
I need that roll.
You can do no better.
What are you looking for?
Everything.
Everything.
The nature of the universe.
We find the exit.
Yes!
Yes, I was looking for the exit.
Natural 20, you succeed.
Yes, yes.
Oh, come on, they must have done $100 worth by now. Oh, damn!
This?
Oh, my lord.
Still to go.
What page are we on?
87.
Oh, not bad! That means we've done 10%.
10%.
Woo!
Well,
minus the introductory page.
Yeah,
and
cry now.
No, we do really well.
So.
Can you separate that one? I can't do it.
So, what are we doing? You're searching.
Yes.
I searched. I found
we
everything.
You don't find anything particularly...
And that one.
You don't find anything particularly of note in the room. And you're searching the room for traps, you said things.
Everything! I'm doing all of that wrong.
Well, you are. Yes. Natural 20, yes, save it while you've got it.
I do practice. Because you're searching, you go, ooh, I'm searching for this trap.
I that one.
Oh, I've not found a trap, but I found this big shiny thing.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. You think there may be a trap on the well handle.
Yeah. I think there may be a trap on the handle for the well, so let Balthazar do it.
Balthazar? Dun. Have you ever seen Silent around here?
I was
thinking
of Charmed.
Oh, he's in there? Oh, God. Well, it's a derivation of Beelzebub.
You're dripping.
I'm very sorry.
Thank you.
Okay.
Could you make any more noise whilst doing that, do you think?
Oh, yeah.
No!
Crunch.
Oh,
if he makes a crunching noise while he's sucking orange juice up his fingers, you know, he's done something seriously wrong.
What?
It was so tasty I couldn't resist a bite. There it left my hand.
So, yes. You think there's a trap on the well handle?
De-trap it then.
I get the feeling we just shouldn't touch a lot of things around here.
Yeah, maybe not. Yeah, detrapified.
30.
30.
You think you disowned it?
You do a lot of thinking.
I wind the handle.
You wind the handle. The bucket raises slowly out of the well. There is no water in the well. However, there are three phials of a shimmering blue liquid.
Phials.
Yeah. Vials.
Vials. Of a shimmering blue liquid.
Blue.
Nevarage vials.
Blueberry juice!
Oh, not again.
Does it smell like blueberry juice?
Not actual blueberry juice, but it smells quite similar.
Like the blueberry juice.
Oh,
I
crap, what was that?
Not.
Can I?
It's a curing thing, wasn't it? Oh. Makes me feel better. Oh.
You found something.
Cure light wounds.
Potions.
Sounds like a potion.
My spellcraft.
Oh, very good. Oh, yes.
Realize we could do that now.
Yeah, we can now. Apparently, we can now spellcraft the identity of potions.
Can we?
Apparently. But not with a roll like that. You have to have a good roll.
That's 21.
There's a bigger.
Can I have a go?
I think it's 25.
You think it's 25, you need?
20.
Oh, never mind.
Spectre.
I'm sorry, I keep reading monsters and maps.
I think it's
25. I'm going to dip my finger in it.
Yeah, okay. 25.
Your finger feels good.
I drink it.
It feels good.
You're drinking what?
Don't drink it.
I'm poorly, I have to drink
You're
it.
You're not poorly.
I am. I've only got 16 fucking hit points. My language is really
bad. You're not injured. It's not going to make you feel better.
Well, I am injured.
She doesn't know that. In Thalen's world...
I lost 6 points of constitution, people.
Yeah, sickly today.
You drink the juice, it does nothing for you.
Okay, well I won't drink the juice then.
The wizard has no comment on that. He says, I don't know.
Drink it now.
Don't know.
Drink if you like, yeah.
There you go. I can't tell you. Might do, might not.
Why are you going to know?
Actually, does Cal his Sliths have spellcraft?
No.
She's a caster of spells.
She's a brilliant caster of
spells. Oh yes, I forget.
These potions remain unknown to our science.
You've seen them before.
They're just like the ones you had before.
You think?
You know the one where you tried to poison them to death? Just like that one.
I know, that's why I want to drink it.
Oh, okay then.
No, because we figured out that it wasn't a bad thing, didn't we? Because we took it.
Yes.
And it's fine, it's a good healing potion.
Not you.
No.
Sorry.
We just don't know if it would heal your particular... ill.
That's why I'm not taking it.
Because you haven't been stabbed or bitten or...
If I stab myself...
Do you believe it's the result of your curse?
I'm not cursed!
You have three blue potions, which you know what they are, and I'm not going to tell you again, from
cure room... minor wounds, yes, we know.
Cure light, but yes.
Cure light.
No, just cure my wounds.
Cure mine is worse.
Dick in the...
What, cure, no, cure my wounds.
Cure my
wounds. On B42.
These are genetically predisposed to the individual
type. No, that's B52.
Okay.
Let me see if the B... Oh, ooh, room B52 has 3 stars next to it.
That's because it's a big, heavy bomber of a room.
Yeah, I wouldn't say anyone in the B52 is particularly a star.
No, not really.
I can't
see Pickens. He was a star.
Woohoo!
That's not separated. No.
How many people get a chance to ride on the way down on a nuclear warhead? It's just, you know, there you go. Classy.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Dr. Strangelove. Oh, okay. Slim Pickens
rides
nuclear missile.
Stop worrying and love the bomb.
Are you good?
Okay. Yeah. So, Kevin.
Bit of a sad ending.
Barbie's.
There we go.
And corridors.
Yeah.
No, later. Okay, yeah, that's fine. We'll go. Bye.
Yes.
See, no escape!
Ooh.
We go left and up a bit.
Left and up a bit.
Where's wondering?
Possibly that double door.
Might
Dumbledore.
Be.
Dumbledore.
You're if the directions left and up a bit
well,
suit
up, it's
that
up a bit to the left. But yes, that's double door.
Room, we're mostly walking around three. In the dark.
Anyway.
The double doors
are
in
a huge underground dungeon.
Yeah, I know.
We haven't got that
no
many
natural light. Yeah.
Yes, there is.
Are you beaming?
His light is perfectly natural.
You know, the strange thing is, he couldn't do that when he came into the dungeon.
Maybe he could.
Perhaps he's radioactive.
It might be a reaction to the dark.
Yes.
The phosphorant.
Yeah.
He's covered in a layer of phosphorant moss.
Phosphorant.
We just those hairy.
I thought they were black mole traps.
I thought he just shined his skin up. Both real hard.
No, it was just because I thought the sun dried right. your ass.
It does. Look. Oh, it does! You want to see what can happen to him next?
I think you need a new loincloth.
Yes. Oh! There's a hole where this shaft of light comes out. Put it where the sun don't shine. It's very difficult on Bastion.
Are we ready?
I think that's actually Flash.
Flash. We're always ready.
The floor in this room is scuffed and heavily scratched. Aside from that, it is empty, framed by unmarked granite walls. Off towards your right is
Why
a simple wooden door leading to another room.
Okay.
I don't think there's a company somewhere that produces
there probably
it.
Probably is.
Pithco.
They make drugs or something.
That's Pfizer.
Does it make helmets?
Yeah, Pfizer make a particular kind of drug.
Pithco, mate. I'm sure there's a company called Pithco.
They do a fine line of hats for British explorers.
Yeah,
the Pith Helmet Company.
Yeah.
Also make pith for the insides of oranges.
They ruin them by
That's what
they?
Pith helmets are made from!
Yeah.
The bits no one can eat.
Yeah.
Yeah, so people like you, if you collect enough of that, you can make a pith helmet.
Make
yeah.
your own pith helmet.
We'll have to put instructions online. Gather 20 tons of pith.
Take
the pith. Put in mould. Boil. Attach ribbon. Wear in jungle.
Covered in honey.
Conquer the continent! Yes.
All,
anyway.
All
yes.
creatures will think you're crazy.
An empty-ish room.
Empty-ish room.
I will search and find its secret.
Bit scuffed. Then again.
For 19.
Having a deal.
Oh, shut it, you. That was in character, just in case anybody wasn't quite sure. And there's an ominous silence.
Yes. That's how it reads.
I'm reading, I'm waiting for you to do something.
Just search it.
Search it, Crescent.
Maybe roll.
Jesus!
You don't find it. Except for the
Keep
dog.
Up.
Sorry, I was sleeping.
Get old.
Yes.
Grey hair's showing again.
I can't read and listen to the same dog.
Why is it that only women can multitask?
Hunters and gatherers.
Didn't do that much.
Room, but there's a door over there.
It's Randy.
So, Randy module.
Mm. Let's go and look at the door, which is open.
I'm going to look at the door. I search the door. There
oh,
are no
nice.
Traps. If there are, I disable them.
Repeat, as applicable.
Yeah.
To the rest of the dungeon.
Because I didn't think that was a 30 on a search.
In fact, do you want to just roll the whole lot of numbers and save them up?
You don't think the door is trapped?
Dun, dun, dun.
I thought it was a leading question.
Ellipsis on the end of that, I think.
If it's locked, it's
no,
I
don't disable the room.
Disable the room! This room has been disabled, it's no longer a room.
It is a kind of
the room.
Non-void void.
Rewriting. I attack the darkness.
There's no people to kill.
It's a long
You
list.
Seem to be in the top three.
One, search the door.
Two.
Disable the trap.
Three.
Search the broom.
Repeat. I'm getting sick of saying the same.
So
yes.
Naughty thing.
You don't think the current
you don't think the door is trapped.
Good. I open the
She's had to modify her lines of code.
My script.
You open the door.
Open a line that's like 25.
You hear a click.
Oh, balls.
As you open the door.
Balls. There's a click.
There's
Does
a
it
click?
Sound like this?
Sounds like balls dropping.
Just like that.
Or like... Whoops.
That sounds like
Is
dice.
That what your balls sound like when they drop?
Beep. Who's in the room?
Everyone's...
Which door is it that's being opened?
I have no idea.
Yep.
The two double doors behind you slam closed.
Whoops!
Ah, crap.
3 foot metal spikes.
Oh! Crap.
3 foot? I'm not sure I read that somewhere. They were 3 foot.
That's like.
That's my
that
height! Oh, my height!
Small spikes.
Oh, right.
About a foot long.
Okay. Otherwise, that's three of
them spring out of the northern and southern walls.
Oh no, it's like.
Well, they fly out or they just poke out.
We're gonna get fished!
And stop.
Oh, right, they poke
oh,
out.
We're
the northern
fished.
Wall.
Not
to move.
Oh,
crap!
No, it's from the classic traps they jumped into at school!
Okay, going out the door.
Door is locked.
Unlocked door.
How long does it take?
Most films, about 3 minutes.
16 plus 16.
32.
That's how much I get.
Try. Almost succeed.
Beyond 32. Ouch.
I start getting my lockpicks.
I get 32 again.
A weakening. And, yeah. And back up. And back up. And how many 32s can you roll?
You have about 2 feet of mud. At least slightly more than that. You have about 5 feet left.
You need to get the droid
right,
to turn it. Off the master switch in the control room.
Right. You stand, the wall stops moving 3 feet from the door.
Don't like this. Don't want to die. Don't want to get squished. Who's the fattest? They should hold it open.
Actually, if they're a foot out from the wall, it doesn't matter if they catch the wall, because you can just go between, because you're a halfling and you go, hee ha.
Yes, but I don't want my lovely friends to die.
They're bristling from the wall. They're quite fine.
Oh dear.
They're not fine.
In that case, I bend them all back because they're really thin.
Why they're so hard?
Yeah,
you're bending them back.
Okay, there's a space here.
Then you need to make your fortitude serve for everyone you touch.
Poisoned.
Touch number one.
I wear gauntlets.
After the first one,
I wear gauntlets.
17.
That's fine. You start. There's like thousands on the wall.
Can you not use your feet?
Shield.
Your
33.
Yeah. Almost get it.
Jeez. Could must be 35. Or maybe more.
I take 10.
Interesting.
This is a particularly dull trap.
Yes, it is.
10 would be
it.
Significantly less than the numbers you've been rolling.
Yes.
Okay.
You would need to take 20.
I'll take 20.
Technically, yes, because the actual trap resets itself within an hour. And every 10 minutes in that hour, you have to make a fortitude save to see if you lean on the spiked wall, and then attempt to pass the abysmally low fortitude save for the poison.
I wouldn't try that quite yet.
What the?
Not with your constitution.
No. I would like to not be in here now.
So.
Well, you need to open the door.
I'm trying.
Yeah, but they put stupidly high DCs on certain things.
Some things. This is a very high DC for it. It's the highest one you got to get.
That was a 19! It was.
Yes, okay.
It really was. I just didn't see it because I was waiting for
35!
Click.
Yes.
However, before it clicks, you can all make one fortitude save. Just so you're not leaning against the wall.
I pass.
Do you? With all the negatives.
Minus
2, Colby.
18.
You're fine.
Huh. 12.
You're fine.
Screw you.
Anyone get under 10?
Nope.
Are you sure? I'll double check.
I would have to roll not a 1. In fact, no.
Slith did.
Even rolling a 1, I can't get under 10.
Slith gets under 10, eh?
Oh, well done.
Slith, will 19 hit her.
Makes the XP to be easier.
Then 19, the things pierce her armour. She takes 7 points of damage, plus a DC check against fortitude, which she passes. Wahoo.
She's fine.
Oh, because it's only medium centipede poison.
Poor centipede.
It seems slightly pointless.
Strength drainer, D4.
Mm.
You're out. Congratulations. That was one of the crappest traps in the book.
I'm never going anywhere again. I'm just sitting here until somebody rescues me.
It's hard to get the drama of a rolling spiky wall in a role-playing game.
Oh, well, I guess you have to build up these. Ooh, it's coming closer. What are you going to do?
Hmm? Just be clear what you're going to do. You're going to try and get out the door. I suppose you can try and kick it down.
What, the door?
Yeah.
Or
balls off and fireball it.
Fireballs everything
that
else.
That would be stupid.
Yes. I could have power attacked.
Still surprised you didn't try.
Lots of options.
You have lots of options still. You're in the corridor. You can see down that corridor at the south, can't you?
Yeah, the corridor to the south and corridor continuing
back west. Corridor to the south, continuing to the south, and comes to another crossroads. Yes, it is. It's a crossroads which continues on into the darkness.
But we know what is beyond the darkness. I know, I was thinking that, sorry. Theme tune popped into her, didn't say it though.
Which one?
Crossroads.
No.
No.
Crossroads.
No.
Crossroads is not the Brittany movie. It's some crappy soap opera from the 70s. With some guy in a,
came back briefly
with
in
some guy in a bobble hat.
Benny. The Benny. Special person, Benny.
Benny in the bobble
hat. Oh, we love you, Miss Diane.
Oh, yeah. Was it good?
Was it like
Cairo? No, it was awful. For God's sake, don't shut the door!
It was awful, like Cairo. No,
El Dorado.
So
I like that.
Cancelled it.
I like Jesse Burchill.
See, if only they'd actually made,
went on to star
made
in books.
Plumbing in all those villas they built.
They could have
in
Spain. Sold them.
They could have sold them and not made quite such a huge loss.
So they're not put plumbing
now because no, it's a set, essentially.
It's only a set, so they're just shells of buildings.
But it cost them enough to build, you might as well
put a toilet in it and go, bye.
Clever minutes. People would have made it an entire villa area and made a fortune. But never mind.
South or west?
South. Maybe, yeah, go.
You get to a crossroads.
We know. We'll be following the map.
Oh dear. Happy crossroads.
Hello. I think we should just
happy crossroads. There are some roads which cross.
Yes, there are.
South? East?
South.
East and appear?
Possibly. Let's go south and west. We did north and east for a long time. Let's try south.
Did
and
you
west.
Say you were at crossroads?
Surely if we did north and east and then we start going south and west, we're just going back the way we came.
Yeah, well. I missed the Bragdor.
I miss Bragdor. Never thought I'd hear that. I never did. I really
he smashed me into a bloody red pulp, but I still miss him.
I miss Bragdor. We all miss Bragdor. Bastion of Tormund's like one roll away from getting to New
York. I know, it's so difficult. Let's go back.
Who was that other party who took him with them, didn't
that? We couldn't do that.
No, you couldn't.
Why?
Because it's broken to have an ogre in the party.
Lovely.
Well, they do it in quite an innovative way.
Yes, yeah. They ripped off his boss's head and used their hands to do talking puppet. I find quite amusing.
Really?
That's good.
Yeah,
that's
amazing.
So, role players are always innovative. If
there's
not
anything
else,
mechanic in D&D,
they're innovative.
Innovative. I need to go to your bathroom and I'm really scared about weeing with a torch.
You don't wee with the torch, do you? It's just present while you're there.
Shouldn't be too
much. Don't use our torch for that, please.
I remember Steelhead Street and having to walk into the bathroom, right. Negotiate the bathroom, and go and turn this weird lantern thing on the windowsill.
Okay.
But the light was broken. Oh. And it was really
so you may be drawing east-west corridor and you're going south.
Yes.
I hate you all.
We noticed.
You can't
hate
me.
East now.
Where are you? I can hate you.
We can go east now.
Just less than
that. I think we should.
Oh, you sounded like you really missed
that.
That looks like a complete bastard to Matt. Let's make Hal do it.
This looks very interesting.
I think we should go in the maze.
Go all the way down to the bottom.
The exit's clearly in the middle of the maze.
Yes.
Yeah, the exit's clearly in the middle of this maze.
Yes.
This maze that has Shagall in it.
Except for one very lonely last minute.
Shagall? What does that mean?
Shagall, it's a place just north of Dunfermline.
Is it really? Are you lying?
No, it's actually west of Dunfermline.
Sha. Shy loves me.
Steve, cophead boy.
What?
I'm using my
playing
new
with
camera.
Phone cameras.
Yay.
I did that once with a cabbage, it worked much better.
You did it once with a cabbage?
I heard about those stories.
Yes.
Cabbage patch kids come from.
My uncle was taking a picture of me and I had a cabbage in my hand for some bizarre reason. I was going woo like this and waving it around my head and he took the picture. And in the picture you can see my bunches, my neck and a cabbage.
That
is
bad.
The best picture ever taken in the world.
You arrive at the crossroads. There is a room to your left. Corridor extends to your right. There is another crossroads there, which we match matches with that crossroads there, and possibly that crossroads there.
Wow. Wow. In a cheesy way.
You mean like it isn't already?
Oh, wait, I'll need to zoom out. Yay.
Ooh, and it continues to the south, where it goes east and west.
Nice one.
Where are you heading?
Does it have the teeth of blueness?
We could do that one since it's just there. And then maybe I think we should head down. That looks like a whole load of interest.
That looks like a lot of
cell area with lots of goodies.
Cell area with lots of goodies.
Maybe it's the big shiny magic armory.
These are quite good on here.
Or it's a whole row of like...
no, I can take a picture of the baby.
I don't know, 32 TARDISes or something.
Because dragon, is it dragonkin that's going to draw me? I can't remember who's
going to draw me. No, some man on lines going to draw you. Can't remember.
What do you mean, just like in Titanic?
Yes, yeah.
Load of crap.
Do you have a fireball tablet?
Look at that. How good's my phone?
How good is it?
I see. Oh, that one.
That's pretty good.
How good is it?
Has your shadow on it?
I know, I couldn't phone, get my shadow.
Your phone shadow.
Yeah.
So, where are you going? You have many that's options. Please don't go to that horrible, horrible area where there's many, many corridors.
What do you mean, well, unfortunately,
we're just going to wing it when you get there.
I thought we'd go in the centre, because that is good stuff there.
Bring you go to that room at the end?
Room. Yeah.
Yes, why not?
Skipping about 40 pages.
Fantastic. That's what we like.
Do that again.
Yeah, if we do that, like, every few minutes, we'll have finished by tonight.
I just scanned all the ones I take of you because I wouldn't ever take a picture and keep it if somebody didn't want to.
You focus in on that.
Focusing.
Focusing. That's what my Japanese goes.
This box-like room smells of charcoal and smoke. The blackened walls and burnt furniture indicate only one culprit.
Fireball!
Fire, not Balazar. Along the back wall.
That was good when you were looking away, but then you ruined it by looking at it.
I'm showing your face.
Right, I'll try again.
Sorry, don't look. Nobody wants to listen to the Dungeon Master. Too much fun with Lindsay's camera phone.
Yes, do you have something to say?
Along the back wall, resting on a small ledge, is a red
I'm
and
not,
black
I'm saying. Urn.
Apparently unscarred by all the chaos.
Ooh!
I'm touching nothing.
The party has learned in a Pavlovian way not to touch anything.
I grab it.
Are you going to grab it?
I learned nothing.
Yeah, he's a half orc. Thank God for half orc.
This is what happens when you ring me now.
I grabbed this wand.
touch it with the
nothing
wand.
Nothing happened.
Touch it with the wand.
Yes, I
have.
Yeah, I've
already
got a
ring
bell.
Which is what?
I'm going to make
the
thing go and fetch it.
Yes. Are you going to fetch it?
Throw
the wand, fetch!
Is it trapped?
You've no idea.
Is it trapped?
Oh, crap. No, it's not.
No, it's your thumb.
Then you pick it up.
Yeah.
Right, you're in the room. Are you in the other room?
Oh, no, I don't know whether it's trapped.
I rolled 17. Balazar is in the room. He's never in the room.
28.
Nothing good happens in rooms.
You're 28. Yes, there are small holes in the north and south walls.
More spiky things. Holes in wall.
Or jets of flame. You know, one or the other.
Yeah, it looks a bit burnt around here.
Can you break it?
I'll try and disable the device with my disable device skill. Oh.
Did you break it?
Disable device.
Switch it on more like.
13. Mm. 18 I got all together.
Damn, that's a good modifier.
18. Make me,
broken.
That was the FND.
Make me a check.
Name, isn't it?
No. Make me an intelligence roll.
What do I do? Just roll and add my plus two. Roll and plus your intelligence. 17 altogether.
You think both the north and the south wall are separate traps. So that 18 is for one wall. Pick a wall.
North.
Right.
How much good stuff have we actually got out of trap rooms?
May have disarmed it.
Mm-hmm. I may have disarmed it. Okay.
Break the other half.
Sure.
Can I try the other half?
Yeah.
Break it.
Natural 20!
That one's
broken. You think that one's alright?
Okay. I think I've broken it, but they're separate, so be careful.
Who's in the room?
I advise the lizardmen to stay out.
The rogue.
They're all
I'm in the room.
On Friday.
No. Who else is in the room?
Oh, a bit empty.
Well, I'm obviously in the room.
Well, now you think you've disarmed the trap, are you going to...
Yeah, I might leave, actually.
Yeah. But
the mighty Groot.
Mighty Groot.
I got
him. On his own, picks up the urn.
Yeah.
Twang! From the northern wall.
Hal's parents back home. Oh. And Hal's hooded.
Three darts try to strike you.
Oh.
180!
Lots of darts fly out of the wall.
No,
28 will hit you. There's no point in rolling, is there? No, they all hit you.
What, me?
No.
There's no point rolling, they all hit you.
Well, they've got a plus 18 to hit.
So they can't miss me.
No.
Matrix moment.
And they're all poisoned.
Take 7 points of damage, and that is all.
For fuck's sake.
That's half my hit points at the minute. Always.
How?
You have an urn.
I leave the room with the urn.
It's a red and black urn. There's something written on the back of it in goblinoid.
What's that say?
This is trapped.
No, it says the unnamed law.
Unnamed law.
Mm. Anything in there, lad?
Open it.
Shake it.
Nearly.
Law, as in
L-A-W-I. L-A-W. I search it. I detect magic.
You don't think it's trapped.
And you can't
detect sing.
Magic. I sing. What do I do detect magic?
You sing. You don't think it's magical.
I sing lounge songs.
It's filled with burnt stuff.
He does.
I pour it all
out.
You pour it out.
Dust. Anyone?
No. Not magical.
No,
it's a pile of dust.
This worked out.
I don't know, I praise it.
You praise the dust.
At 12.
You reckon it's probably worth about 15 copper?
No. Can I break it?
You can't lift it.
Because I won't break it then?
Give it to her, she'll drop it then.
Yay!
I'm gonna just chuck it back in the room.
Okay. You smash it in the room.
Fantastic.
Shh.
That was worth it.
Are you heading?
Got these three darts though.
Can I have them? Hey, I'll throw them.
That was a bust.
What a grenade.
It's quite a frustrating level, isn't it?
Yes.
I think we should just go west and south.
No. Oh. Is it poisoned?
Yeah. Ah, coleslaw!
I didn't think you were drinking it.
Sorry.
I just thought I'd drunk more than...
Mm-hmm. It's a bit difficult to get into that funky pillar room, isn't it?
Funky pillar room.
Okay, we're going west along the corridor and down the
first safe. You're not going into that little nubbiny corridor?
No.
Is there any point?
We don't know, do we? We're just looking at the map now because we can't...
It's got a reference.
So...
Yeah, a corridor with a reference.
It looks like a pointless corridor, really.
With traps at both ends that will shoot you from long distance.
Judging from our map that we've looked at, it just looks crap.
We're looking for a way out.
Well, you're heading for these little boxes, aren't you?
Chock-a-block all the way down here.
Okay.
Shiny gold.
So you're heading down here.
And then west, and then go, ooh, boxes.
Ooh, boxy things.
32 tar SI.
And then boxes.
Yeah.
Okay, you get the boxes. You also see to the south those little corridors that run off.
Yeah. Maybe with your room.
The boxes. The hallways intersect again and again. It would seem as though a door would appear somewhere, but there is none. Just the same clean corridor.
I'm not going inside any of these things because there is no air and I will die.
And then a realization that the silence is heavy hits you. Something is amiss.
Yeah.
As long as it misses us, that's the main thing.
Let's search for things that may give us clues to what the hell's going on.
Mm-hmm. Feel free.
Can we still talk?
Yes, I'll give you...
We're not silent. Search.
Searching?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
There's a reason we let the rogue do it.
Yeah, there certainly is.
21. Yes. Yeah, there's a reason we let the rogue do it.
Not that one.
Yeah. Well, no.
Oh dear, there's a reason everybody else tries every so often.
Yes.
Because I'm kashite.
It happens.
Is that
a
typo?
Kashite. Well, who?
Do you mean kawite?
Get tired. And I'll punch
No, we find nothing. The brave, brave party finds nothing.
You got 21.
Yes.
The highest roll.
That's the highest roll.
You notice as you walk past the north wall of the second box.
Yeah.
That there's a small mark about 2 foot high off the ground.
Fair mark.
Not.
Hello. I'm making everybody laugh.
What does he do? That's lovely, Mark. Yes.
Right. No, it will serve then.
The dungeon master rapidly loses the will to live.
I was there.
It all serves everybody.
Everybody.
I get 45.
18.
Was that really?
Yes.
Oh.
16.
9.
Anyone under 16?
Yeah. 11.
Yes, very good.
Anyone
under 16 is shaken. Minus 2 to everything.
Oh!
This place is pervaded by
fear. I'm going to have no constitution soon.
Bloody troglodyte musky thing.
The, Two lizard men, the second lizard man, whoever it is also shaken.
I'm going to take you home.
They're not stirred.
Okay.
Yes.
You find a little mark on the wall, like a sigil.
Hello, Mark.
Can we understand the sigil?
Mark here. Is it in Orcish or Abyssal?
Or no, Common or Celestial?
Where?
Here. 2 feet up.
Oh, is it in Goblin, Giant, Celestial?
You think it's a Celestial mark.
We've got to all
this
learn
This entire place is Celestial.
It's a Celestial sigil.
Oh. Are you going to teach us Celestial?
Yeah, better teach us. There's a lot of it around here.
Yeah, can do.
Cheers.
I'll teach you Celestial when I teach you about Torm.
That'll be fun.
I don't mind. I'll teach you a bit about Torm.
Does Torm let me hit things with my axe till they die?
Yeah.
Seems like an alright god. Yeah.
Ka-ching! Converted! God, that was your easiest one yet.
Yeah. God of the day is...
Today's god is... Tom.
Yeah. Is there any way you have competing gods who will compete for your famous worship?
So me, your god, does it let me hit things till they die?
Oh yeah. Bring him back and kill him again.
Ka-ching! God change!
Sounds like a good god to me.
You two-timing bitch.
Come on, which of you gods want me to worship you? Come on, what are you offering?
Simple old.
You don't know, it's some kind of protective sigil.
Oh,
smash it. Smash it.
Is this the game off the...
Are these like sealed cells?
Aura in the area.
I don't know. Let's knock an hole in one and find out.
Yeah, it works for me. You have a mighty fine weapon now. Big axe should do the job.
Yeah. Axe, well known for being good at chopping down walls.
Obviously, you've not got a very good axe.
All of a sudden, what we found.
There's a complete silence.
What, we can't talk?
Well, you can talk. All right, but you can't hear a thing.
We couldn't know anything.
You can't hear at all.
All right.
It's a magical silence.
Ooh. Oh, well, you won't disturb anyone when you hit it.
Best get my magic axe out.
Yeah.
Now, if you've got a decent axe that can cut through stone, that's an axe.
Can't see anything. Magical
sword. Shall I hurt on, or shall I hurt off on my sword? As in, can I have a sword of mercy?
You do, you could stun it from behind.
Oh. Is the magical silence moving from place to place?
No. Oh, we don't know. You're stationary, so it's hard to tell. You can't hear a silence moving.
Oh. That's an interesting idea, isn't it?
Which point is not really interesting here?
Yeah.
Let's smash. I think those could possibly be sold.
Smash.
Well, look, we've got some artisan's tools. You're a dwarf.
Right. Yeah, I'm a dwarf. Let's go
smack a hole in one of them.
Let's smack a hole in one with a sigil.
Okay.
Smash, 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 smash.
I stand guard.
I stand with Bastion because I'm weak. Oh,
we'll go for the one with a mark on it.
You start to chip away.
Yes.
At the wall.
Chip away. Just going away.
To be hard work.
I'm a dwarf, I'm used to that.
You're chipping away.
Yeah.
You're a fat dwarf, you haven't been doing it anyway.
And then chipping away.
Sorry.
It's going to take you a while to chip this away.
Phelan said that in her head.
Is that the same?
Balazar can hear it in his.
The while that it takes to search a room. It's like half an hour.
This is an even longer while. These are well constructed.
Yeah, but it's not like it's really taking us any time, so we'll do it.
It's going to take you 3-4 hours to chip your way in to even get one.
Well,
we
think the exit might be in this very small cell.
The sigil might be the way out.
It's a tunnel that leads directly upwards.
Oh,
yes, to the surface.
I don't believe anything. I'm gormless.
Okay, you after 4 hours, you managed to extract one of the blocks.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm not going in.
What do we release?
You can't hear anything in the room. In beyond.
Does that mean that when we were chipping, we couldn't hear anything?
While you're chipping, it goes from silent to not silent, irregular.
Waves
of fear wash over you.
And does that mean I use up every pair of clean pants?
Pretty much.
You have to discern a pattern.
No, there are no patterns. It's just completely random. Noises down the corridor give way to silence.
Weird. Anyway, stone out of wall.
Yep.
What's
Inside.
Inside.
Looks like a completely empty chamber.
An empty chamber.
That was fun. Let's go. Yes. Maybe we didn't search the right one.
Probably. As I said, I have a table.
Oh dear.
For what's in the chambers.
And this one looks empty.
Yep.
I have a sigil on it and everything.
It did.
We either need a faster way to get into these
chambers. Is everybody just standing and watching during these
4 hours? No, you can browse around a bit while I'm chipping away. You've got 4 hours.
Chatting and fading about religion.
Are you just standing still and chatting about religion?
You can browse around the rest. I know.
Make sure there's nothing going to jump out at us.
Cal Hissons
go for a walk.
Together, hand in hand.
And
Cal Hissons come back after about an hour.
They're going to make baby lizards.
Each chamber has a sigil.
Oh!
They are all the same.
Mm. Oh, we just picked the first one. Oh.
All on the north wall.
They're all the same sigil?
Yes.
All protection.
Some kind of unholy mark.
I know what it is.
Vast?
It's the sex room.
Sex
room. Holy mark.
Protection. Evil things inside.
This one's empty.
Yes, and perhaps this one being empty was good. Right. Oh, okay.
Maybe it wasn't empty. Maybe the ghosties came out and they're in our bodies and they're making us say, "You smell."
Perhaps.
She is possessed.
That might just be you.
Cleanse her with the cleansing fire.
Fine, but we'll just have to tie down and remove the curse that's on her.
Yay!
I think most of it has probably sunk into the tea area.
I like tying down a bit, but I'm not sure about the rest of it.
If there's nuns on that
side. Colors will go your hand.
What a stupid programme. It was a really good, sad film.
And nuns beating people up. Fantastic.
They did! The Magdalene Sisters film about Irish convent and workhouse
stitch. Baby got tested.
Let me see. I think there is 32 of those.
I think 4 hours
each.
Is it
that's
going to
be.
Hours
to do them all. 128 hours.
Oh,
less than a week.
There I wouldn't bother if they're all quicker way.
Cast a fireball! That seems to always work.
Not much good against stone, usually.
These are magical sigils, my friend says.
Oh?
Read them out loud.
Is there some magic way to break
speak, friend, and
people?
Enter.
Do not
know. No magic,
attack
noise,
the darkness.
Yes.
We'll look at them and see if there is.
Give it a go.
Maybe. Make me a spellcraft check. Spellcraft.
31.
That's good. 31 too.
31.2.
312. That disc is really quite good.
The general principle of the sigil is as normally, as used as a lock, it would normally be an arcane mark or an arcane lock. So there'd normally be a method of opening it, or multiple methods of opening it, you think. Therefore, the general option for a sigil would be to trace the sigil, or put something on the sigil, or dispel the sigil, as it were.
Stick your arse on it.
Can I poke it with my wand, if you tell me this?
Yes, it doesn't do anything.
Can I see my finger?
Very good. Just another one at random?
Go on, it's a lottery.
Hey?
The first one.
The door opens.
The one nearest to the big exit.
I got my magic axe ready.
I just thought
there's
a minute. No.
Yeah. That's thrilling. Yes, there's a door open in front of you. The room looks empty inside.
No exit here.
I illuminate it with my magic glowing axe.
It glows. Are you going in or just illuminating with your arm?
Just illuminate with your
arms and body and
okay.
Head and...
Yes. You entering the room?
No.
Okay.
There I bend over the curiosity.
Was it closed?
Nope. There's open.
Next.
Can I
poke the
it?
Ceiling.
Can I do it too? Will it work if I do it?
Are you going to trust sigil?
Yeah.
Nothing happens.
On number 7?
Nope.
Oh, okay. I'll go back to sleep.
Okay, I'm... No, I won't do that.
I think I have to step in to see if anything's happening.
But if there's anything in there, we'd see it.
I'm talking
well,
to Wolf.
Well, I shall Wolf stay pieces. Here just in case it closes again and we have to go beat.
You step again.
I step boldly in.
You two are stepping boldly.
No, I'm not stepping boldly.
What you suggested that? It.
I know. I'm allowed to suggest. It doesn't mean I can do it.
I think Garou would beat you to it.
Well, okay, I won't.
Garou steps in.
I need to dial up.
The door closes.
Shtunk! Now you see why I don't step in.
I try and open it again.
The room begins to fill with water.
Oh, no!
By tracing the
technically, that's going to work.
Yeah.
Yes, the door opens and water rushes out into the
room. Oh, I needed a bit of clean. Thank you.
That was interesting.
Yeah, so we don't do that again.
No.
It's easy to get out.
I'm bored with this room now.
Yeah.
These are just trap-laden cells, aren't they?
They are.
Let's move on.
Yes.
Same. Some very exciting stuff in some of them.
Oh, really? Oh,
we'll go through them all one by one till we find something that isn't shit.
We should make up some divining ones. So they can point
or doesn't kill us.
Well, to be honest, it's not going to take a great deal of time because we can just open.
Yeah, that's right. Right. Go on. Next. Bing, 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 bing. Systematically, do it in a row.
No, we're doing it in a row.
Three.
You're doing another one.
Yeah.
You trust the door.
Third in from bottom right.
Ooh, that's a high number. Ooh. Things.
I'm ready for something big.
Demogorgon says hello.
Oh, woohoo.
It's a Roman.
As the door opens, there is an unholy shriek from behind the door. Everybody! Can make me one of those saves that I said last time to resist the thingy.
Well,
fortitude, wasn't it?
What was it?
Fortitude or
fucking shitload then.
Yeah.
Fucking shitload then.
I got 9.
10.
Yes, it was fortitude.
10. 10.
21.
Completely paralysed.
Doof!
I rolled an 18, so.
I rolled an 18 to
22.
I get plus 9 on my fortitude.
She's 12.
I get a right. Minute plus.
Everyone but Balzar is not completely paralysed.
Do you want me to kill it?
Can we poke him with sticks?
Balzar is completely paralysed. Hang on a second.
What's that thing where you go up behind somebody who's Nishtins. Prone and cut their throats?
That'd be Kugra.
Yeah. No, I'd be ready.
You're not paralysed
for long. Well, you have the ability to do it if you want to. You have free will.
You're not paralysed for long. They get a 19 spare issue this time. Which is a bit better.
Yes, but I can't stop that because I'm paralysed.
For me.
It takes a whole round to coup de grace.
Am I rolling?
Yes, but if I'm paralysed for the whole round.
Gonna kill you, she's good.
No, she's getting neutral.
She'll be good soon.
She might sacrifice turning to good.
To kill Balzar. 14.
Sorry, I was just trying to remember.
Wow, them.
They're faster than hers.
One of them flies out.
Oh no! Thank you for saving us! What can we do in return?
Yes. One of them flies out. Who opened the... You'll open the sigil. One of them attacks you. Mm-hmm. The other one flies over you and goes to Balazs.
Oh, I have to hide. I have no constitution. I'll die.
Let's see.
Oh,
oh wow.
There's a good chance that... Oh, we're flat footed anyway. Don't get them.
And they fly. So they go, whee! And they know
how
who's...
How big are they?
About the size of your head.
Great. All right.
They're small.
Kind of cat size, then.
They're considered small. Yes. One's growing...
Sturge-like, almost.
Hang on.
Oh, Sturges.
Hide. Run, then hide.
I run, then I hide.
Yes. I missed the Sturges.
17. That's going to hit you with this.
Suck them off.
Yep.
Ah, yes, it will. Very good. D4. Hey, take 2 points of damage.
Oh, no.
And give me a fort save.
Oh, no. Bye-bye.
Oh, no. That'll be 14.
That's fine. How rubbish is that?
I hit.
That wasn't me, was it?
No, it was me. Paranoid, that was my ticket.
They need to make a touch step to do what they want to do. Well, the head, you see
moving.
It. Eh?
The end moving.
It needs to make a check, do what he's going to do. It says in the rules. The head flies in front of your face. You can see it, but it can't move. And it comes, it kisses you.
With tongues.
Aye. Surprisingly, yes. That ain't working. You need to make me a fortitude save.
Fortitude.
And do better than the last one.
11.
That was better than the last
okay.
one.
Okay.
Not a whole lot.
Yeah. One better than the last one.
Great. Your head's going to evolve and you're going to fly around by your ears.
I don't know that. I've never seen them before besides the last lot.
So what do you want to be next?
Who's next?
Groot.
Yay.
Oi, Groot.
There's one kissing Paul, and there's one biting Bastion of Tongue.
Mmm.
Funny.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, that's a dilemma, isn't it? I think you're fairly odd, so... Yes, I'll attack the one that's snogging Bella's ass.
As he can't move at all. Stop that now.
It sounds like he's kind of liking it, so...
Yeah,
let him
do it. He's enjoying it so much.
22.
You hit it.
There's a surprise.
Do you take Balazar's lips as well?
Just 14.
It dies.
Cleave, I think.
Yeah, I'll let you.
Well, that I could use my second attack. Oh, that's just the 8 points of damage.
It dies.
And the second attack finishes off Balazar. Well, that was fun.
Mm. Yes. I check him over. Pat him down, see if he's got any valuables.
It's only he's only been paralysed for 3 rounds, so he can grow pretty quickly.
Yeah, I'll see what they've done to him while he's still paralysed.
Okay. Mm-mm. It kissed him.
Yes, but I'll put some poke around and see what they've done to him.
I pull his pants down. And you can't
wearing
do
a skirt.
I pull him down.
You have no idea.
I'm not wearing any pants.
I know what they are.
Yeah.
Flying down.
60.
I tie his hair in bunches.
May have used some kind of ability on him.
Can we play with him?
Well,
he's like a big
teddy bear. You've
heard this before, but you can't quite remember what it does. You've heard that they do this, but you don't know why. At present. It may jog your memory in a while.
You feel violated.
Very rare in D&D that a monster comes and gives you a big snog, isn't it? That's up for the ghoulies now.
So is anything in their room?
Well, there is something in the back on the floor.
Mm-hmm. There is something over
You're
there.
You're not paralysed anymore. There's something in the back corner.
Finally, why'd your hand up my... Ooh. Do you feel okay?
I feel fine, except for the rather horrible kissing of the flying winged head.
Oh, good.
But I've had worse.
And the icker from when I chopped it off.
Yes.
Oh, I'm used to that.
Yes,
there's something in the back corner of the room they came out of.
Oh, okay. Oh, I find it.
Okay.
You can see it, yes. It's a small dagger.
Not becoming a bit blasé about this whole searching thing. Right?
Well, it's a dagger.
Is this a dagger I see before me?
It is a dagger. Yes, it is.
God damn, Harfox doing Shakespeare. What next?
It's a dagger. It's a silver dagger.
The Scottish play.
I knew you were going to say that.
Not on stage, allowed.
I don't know.
It's kind of stage,
right? Yeah, well, it's
on stage.
So, it's a silver dagger.
I picked it.
It's a silver dagger.
I still pick it up.
Yes.
It's made of silver.
You carry it
is made of silver.
Yeah. I appraise said thing.
Silver dagger.
They're 15.
It's about as much as a silver dagger's worth.
Should we go to the next room?
50 gold or something.
Are we going to go room yeah. until...
It's a very nice silver dagger. 50.
There seems to be more things
what
to kill.
What room are we in?
You're in rooms
B89. There might be more staff as we search the other 7 rooms.
Oh my god.
We try room 4.
This could take a long time, couldn't it? Oh my god.
Unless you just give us rooms full of shiny treasure.
It's now.
Two rooms.
Yeah.
Next.
Second section.
I am always ready with my shiny.
Another empty room.
Next.
Next.
It's a bit more exciting.
Do you think there's some kind of random element to whether we find things or not in this
There may well be.
Oh, random encounters.
Ooh. I kill it.
The stable of Dungeons and Dragons.
I steal its stuff.
Well, it does you good for the experience. Not that you mean it for the experience, are we?
No, we're coming up empty.
You're coming up empty.
I dazzle about
17. Sorry,
We simply have not killed enough in this
case. May as well.
What does that red lamp look like when it's on?
Quite groovy.
Red.
Yeah. How hard are these?
Sorry, that was a really stupid oxymoron type question.
Spheric.
Not very.
Not really. It is quite groovy.
Cramped into this room and happy to be released,
There's that evil, evil
monster mash.
Zombie monk sorcerer.
Yes, lots of zombie monks.
Wow, that's a killer idea. That was for that one. That was hard. Zombie monks, how cool.
Slipped tumbling out of the way of everything and had evasion.
Have you seen Shaun of the Dead?
Yes, indeed.
I have it on my
own.
What?
Oh,
you've got the whole Shaun of the Dead.
How much was that thing that you have?
It was about £300.
Did you buy it yourself or was it a gift?
A sponsorship for a creator. That would be nice.
With some Christmas money.
Some
of mine. You might like one of those. Because they had movies.
Yes.
Could then have the iPod then?
Yeah.
No, the photo iPod does not display.
No.
I'll iPod.
You could have my skanky iPod and I could have that nicely.
One of the guys at work just ordered an iPod today. 40 gig iPod. So cool.
Tell him not to bother.
You've seen the new ones. He's got Mac everything.
Have you seen the iPod Crystal Mini?
What?
The mini one that's covered in pink Swarovski crystals.
No.
Yeah.
Kind of cool.
Because it's fun.
What is the iPod Shuffle? Which you plug in, it's just like a memory stick essentially, but a bit bigger. But you plug it in, and it program randomly downloads a selection of your MP3s.
Or you can tell it not to.
Or you can tell
it not to. That was the key thing. Yes, enter randomness into your choice. Like, I want to know what the bloody hell you're putting off.
What the hell is this?
You can buy handbags, is it? Like,
yes,
you can put your iPod
in your handbag and the speaker's built in, so it clicks it to the bottom and you can play your iPod out to the world.
iPod's are all the best accessories.
You can get a torch extension for your iPod.
Yeah, all sorts. There's I saw in the States we're looking at round iPods and USB attachments, and there's a USB massager that you can get. You plug it into the back of your laptop and you rub it around and it vibrates. Yes, you'd be sat on it, wouldn't you?
Are you sure it's for
listening to your favourite music while you
iPod Mini, now vibrates! Oh yeah!
Yes, right, no.
Anyways, let's kill this.
Description, there's four of them.
These
creatures resemble human corpses, with wild, frantic eyes burning with malevolence. Leathery, desiccated flesh is drawn tight across its bones, and its teeth have grown to sharp, jagged needles.
Ooh. Maybe not zombies.
Bastion!
Vampires!
Initiatives.
I think I'm going this time tomorrow.
Yeah. They're going on a 15.
Yeah, I think I'm going this time tomorrow.
Uh-oh.
I go on a 15.
I kill them all first.
Banazar goes on 15. No, 16. No. Oh, hang on. Let me get the right one. No, it is
last two. Yes, 15. What's there?
One.
One!
No, that bonus.
Fireball on Banazar!
Garooch.
Since that voice came from nowhere, I should ignore it.
Charge!
It was boyicked.
Yeah. I'm going to lie on the floor.
Is he some kind of glowing force dead Jedi now? Yeah.
Whirling dervish of death!
Wouldn't that be funny? It's your girl then.
I don't have whirling dervish.
Worm of death.
It's a dervish that whirls.
Yes.
Dervish.
I believe it's a religious thing.
I believe it's Sufism, is it not?
Sufism,
which is swirl round.
Muslims, yes.
Yes, where they're
they dance they round and round and round. Very
the technical term is spinning, is what they do. And they just spin around in trance until they fall over and have visions.
I thought it was like a Tasmanian.
Yeah. In fact, you used to do it in the school playground, really.
Yeah.
Or you vomit all over.
But religiously.
But religiously. And a lot longer.
I suspect that hits.
Go on.
28.
Yeah, that might hit.
Might just hit the slow-moving undead.
Oh, just the 11.
Ooh, that's slow. You hit one.
Woohoo!
I'll hit it again then.
You do.
Follow through.
Probably not actually.
What'd you get?
13.
I'm still flat-footed, but you miss.
Ooh!
Yep, that's me.
What? What are you thinking?
Bastion is
hurt. Thinking.
No, he didn't.
I did.
No,
the cogs of his mind were.
Well, according to the number here, he missed, according to the flat-footed reading. Trying to think of what the stats are.
Computation.
Failure.
Yep, I probably am. What am I doing? I'm going to go stand as far away as I can and hit them with my crossbow.
Waste them with your crossbow.
30.
Natural 20. 20. That's a natural 20.
Don't bother rolling.
Don't bother. They're undead.
Can't I do anything with my?
Well, you hit, but you can't
do damage.
You can't do double damage or triple damage.
So I'll do the damage now.
Hit them to the eye.
I'm aiming for brain.
In the same way that...
Four.
Ouch, it says.
In the same way you can't backstab these guys.
Balazar, crossbow, waste them with mine.
You're a wizard, cast a spell.
No! I roll...
That many, eh?
15.
You hit.
Right.
Boom. That is a total of 5 points of damage.
Ouch, it says.
Them. They try to move out of the room, basically. The first couple can probably get to the first couple of you, which is probably him mostly, and you, because you're by the door. So one on each.
So Gullet and Bastion.
They get two attacks, but they get one. They get one, and they're crap at it.
I'm white.
15 for Groove.
Nope.
14 for Balzer.
Nope.
Huzzah!
No, Bastion, rather. Damn it, they sir.
I've already been kissed once today.
Hey, they're lawful. Damn it, they sir. Next.
That would be Callus.
Callus fires his bow. Callus misses and possibly hits one of you. No, he misses entirely on a 5.
No, me.
Ooh. Turns, Dave.
Yes, I go. Beyond Valby. In the name of Torm.
Only with much more compulsion than that. The power of Torm compels
yeah.
you.
Begone. Yeah, can you. No, it's just.
It's go away. Just away.
Yeah, power just, of Torm compels you.
Be here.
Not. The rule book must be looked at. Yeah, because turning is very complicated.
I thought you just rolled a number. And then that was
you it. Do, but then you're compared to the daft table.
Yeah,
and
it's like level plus 3, so 9 hit dice of creatures.
Can you break them?
Is that 9 hit
or
dice
of creatures? To our side?
Or 9 hit dice of creatures?
No, he has to be 9 hit dice creatures. Control them.
Yo.
And.
A lot.
A lot. So that's 7 plus that.
So you can turn 15 9 hit dice creatures.
And I can turn 15 hit dice up to 9 hit dice creatures. Total the hit dice together?
Yeah.
Do they total to 15? Or more?
Yeah.
Oh dear.
Okay, I turn some of them.
15 hit dice is worth.
You turn 15 hit dice of them?
Yeah, as long as they're no more than 10 hit, no more than 9 hit dice.
Creatures, by way of strength.
Why is it so bloody complicated?
Because they used to turn hit dice like...
They like their rules, but turning is ridiculous. Three of them turn and flee towards the back of the room.
Yeah.
And they huddle in the corner.
The other one steps boldly forward.
Mm-hmm. I'll twat that one.
Next, self-selecting.
Slith.
Slith. Casts a crappy druid spell.
Oh, druid the crap! Oh, God! So
she steps in and whacks it.
Golgothan demon crap!
Yeah.
That's
it. Yeah. She steps it with a scimitar. She hits it. What's a scimitar do?
D8 plus 2.
Nice.
9 points.
Ooh! A snake attacks.
Times 3 crit, though.
Probably
why? Bite it. It's a trend. It hits.
Plus 7.
Let's see, it hits. Damage?
D4 minus 1.
Ouch. 3.
Ooh, doesn't take poison, I don't mind.
She walks in and a snake bites when she attacks.
So it go, yeah.
Quite
yeah.
groovy.
I twat it. Yeah, I twat it.
Pretty real good, yeah. Twat it.
That'll be the 16.
It dies.
Again.
Again.
And it's probably not going to take long to polish those off because they're cowering in a corner.
Yes, you
can't
beat the living.
Kill the cowering.
You beat the living hell out of the evil undead creatures.
Oh yes.
Who are not living at all.
Oh, yes.
Beat the living into them.
Congratulations. Right. What now? Lindsay's looking sleepy.
Doo-doo-doo.
There's just the other 16 to go. No.
Next!
Sorry, more.
Two more, just 25
to go.
4x4. Would you like to just complete the bottom row as you've only got one more?
One more.
That would be good.
One more on the bottom row.
Yes.
I can't believe we're opening all these doors.
Why?
Really?
It might be a way out. You've got to have cunningly hidden it somewhere.
It's an empty room.
Yay!
It's a crappy ending.
Next!
Okay. That's a better one.
What do you mean there's a whale inside that one?
A whale? I mean, ooh.
Is there an option for a big pile of shiny things?
There are little odds and sods in these rooms, yes.
And there's big nasty things or little odds and sods?
There's not many nasty things, really.
Whoever built this place was perverse.
Okay, I really...
Or just plain nasty.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm really sleepy.
We'll wrap her up there then and do the XP. Oh, Mr. Steve, the XP.
Mr. Howell, the MG.
Yeah. What was the bottom?
Wait until DMG2 comes out. What would
it's
you
got
do?
What do you mean with DMG2 that isn't in the DMG1?
Oh, there's a list on Wizards' website of what's in DMG2. It's like,
worth it.
But they only just brought out 3.5. Don't you think they could have put it in there before releasing another one?
They can't be essential rules, can they?
Well, they can't be, no, because otherwise people have been playing with not completely essential rules. Yes.
Including a tournament game.
Themselves,
and stuff.
Yeah. For several years.
Right then.
Damn, it transfers the game!
Lord. Get it from Dean's shop or something.
Yeah. Or travelling back.
What level are you now?
6.
You're all the...
Dean's pencil and my book.
Are they?
Yeah, one of them's mine.
4 or 6.
Yeah, that was mine. Yeah.
Where the hell did the rest come from?
This is why.
24.
Kyle's got 3.
Dean's got 2. Because there's loads of D&D 30th anniversary pencils flying around.
Fine.
Who knows?
1 would be 6.
This is fine.
Yeah.
Are you fine?
Alright, I'll stick it in the...
Yeah, 5 plus
yeah, but yeah, 5 minus
5. Six.
Fair enough.
Yes?
Doorknob poisoned. Challenge rating 5.
Ooh,
wow. Ooh, ooh. A poisoned doorknob.
It was a particularly bad doorknob.
You vicious.
1200. Again, fire trap, 1200. Collapsing columns, 4.
900.
Vargoulies, challenge rating 2.
I survived Vargoulie.
450 each.
Yeah.
So that's 900, 1800 for Vargoulies.
Should have caused some stuff.
I'm really paranoid.
What session are you
doing? Stone blocks falling from the ceiling. 3. Yeah,
3.
600.
Right, eyes, I've
poison wall spikes. 5. 1200. Fuselage darts. 1200. Pills and needles. 600.
I foolishly said
the floating room.
That
1200
session, but
and
sure
4 whites, challenge rating 3 each.
So each
2400. Bloody hell, you're doing alright then. Not rubbish. Let me just calculate that quickly. Oh, you're a teacher, you can add up.
Hey, and now we don't have to divide it by 7!
No, just by 6.
Yay! More for us. But do I get thanked?
No. You'll pick up some more.
Do you have a name? Yes! Goodbye.
Jet.
Not very good. You'll be worth some XP.
42.
But I was complaining about doing the Orcish Coward.
18,000.
Because we didn't get to know and love the Orcish Coward.
Right, so next time we meet the Demon Cobalt, just kill them straight away and don't bother messing around.
109, 111. 120, 123.
That's per the
advice
on
the forums. Yeah, probably. 123. Is that right?
Yeah.
12,300. 12,300 by 6.
12,300 each.
That's very good.
That makes 2050. See, it's easy by 6. 2050, which gives them 10,025.
So we get
2050? Yes. You get
2050. 19,112.
Yep.
Oh,
what do we need?
21.
Should get that next time. Then.
Thanks, Billy.
Woo!
10.75. 6.4. Carry the 1. 4.
Going now. Take my stuff.
All right, love. 4,406 for your buddies.
Yay!
Good level.
Sorry.
What do they level?
6. Hey, what?
4,000.
No, don't tell me that number because it's different to what I've got on here.
What?
That's how much they've accumulated since they've met us, isn't it?
Oh yes, sorry. Yes. My apologies.
How much did they get? 10.25.
Yes. Sorry. 10.75.
10.25.
Yes, 10.25. I can't add up. Nor can I add up. I can't copy numbers from one place to another. Clearly.
No.
Isn't that dangerous considering your job? Send on.
I'll just sponsor you at 2.
Entirely different.
3 range. And 4. Yeah.
Need to be on
7.
Back
three,
doing
nine,
it tomorrow
six.
Morning.
What?
7.7396.
Oh, they lovely thing.
Oh, it smells really funny.
Oh, they've got
10,000, don't they? Yeah, they've got 10,000. What's it smell of?
I don't know.
Mandarins.
Chinese
food
and onion. Yeah.
Chinese food.
Oranges.
Oranges.
Yes, I eat onions.
Raw onions.
Raw.
What do you eat while you roleplay?
Raw onions and hobnobs.
Ah.
Hopefully there's no
don't have to wait for this anymore, do we?
No.
Yay! We get to go home quicker.
Yes.
Yay!
We need to stop it.
How do we stop it?
I don't know. Yeah, don't hit the wrong one, it erases it all.
Oh, I better to do that. Oops! Oops, how I
this
erased
was the missing
whole
session.
Thing.
This is the missing session.
Bye bye, Hal. Come with man boobs.
Leave my man boobs in the room.
Just under 3 hours. Not bad.
See, I don't